Hey, Happy New Year's! A year of joy and beauty. That's my prescription for the new year. That's all I want. Joy and beauty. A lot falls under those categories. You got health under there. Yeah. Good times. Plenty of boogie. You got to boogie before the lights go out because tomorrow is iffy. I think Buddha said that. Or maybe it was Muhammad. Maybe it was Jesus Christ. I don't know, but one of them. That's all it's about, man. Having a great time while you can have it. Because we've all got those ups and downs. So let's go with the ups. Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. So, Happy New Year, everyone. And I have to tell you, I've been thinking a lot about what's going on with the presidential reality show. And I've never seen or heard such discord coming out from a party as you see now with what the Democrats are doing to Donald Trump and the major media. I mean, the guy won. Take it easy, all right? You don't like it? Too bad. He's not my guy. But what he's doing are some positive things. These little crybabies, the stupid sanctions that Obama put on Russia without any evidence. And that's a fact, folks. Oh, that's the other thing. I don't have to hear Obama with his folks stuff anymore. Yeah, folks, I'm not your folk. And now that Obama, you know, one of the things that Trump has done away with is this political correctness. Because there's nothing correct about anything political. That's an oxymoron. Matter of fact, I believe that there should be a law in place where politicians should be banned from running for office. Because all they are people that you couldn't stand in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council. It's little egomaniacs, sociopaths and psychopaths, politicians. Never work a day in their life, most of them. Like little Chuckie Schumer and little Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi. And Diane, not so Feinstein, I've had it with all of them. These little arrogant people, Lindsey Graham. So political correctness is gone. So now I will be able to say, without being criticized, when I make a point, let's call a spade with Obama out of office. And nobody will criticize me because I would get criticized for that before. So that's one of the reasons why I'm happy Trump is gone. That Trump is in, rather, and political correctness is gone. Political correctness. A little bunch of hypocrites that don't want to call a spade a spade. A liar a liar, a cheater, a thief a thief. I got an email from someone yesterday about how disrespectful I am about the Nation magazine for supporting Clinton and how progressives are a bunch of little cowards. So I responded. And what I did was I put the links in there from the nation. What a bunch of little clowns. What a bunch of little low-life jerks. The nation. Yeah, the nation, the size of a pea. The nation. Not my nation. They supported Clinton, boy. They never stopped. Look at the facts. And the facts are there for everyone. The nation. So now Trump is in, and these little crybabies and all the Hollywood, all these little Hollywood actors. How about standing behind the president? Because if it was the other way around and the Republicans were doing this to the Democrats, all you little low-life Democrat, liberal, progressive, gutless, courageless people, oh, you'd be up in arms. But when you do it, it's okay. Because you're hypocrites. And that's the action of hypocrites. So, that's where we're going here. Here's some of the links. Why Hillary Clinton is the right choice for progressives. This is that, you know, the woman who's part owner of the nation, Katrina Vandenhoover, who's all over the place with their phony liberal BS. Yeah, why Hillary Clinton is the right choice for progressives. I know why, because you love all the blood on her hands, don't you, huh, Vandenhoover? You love that Libyan war, didn't you, huh? Yeah, you'll support a murderer. You, Vandenhoover, and the nation are an accessory to murder. When you support your murderers like Obama, your murderers, you don't need to pull the trigger. You give them your support. Go. Go kill and murder. You like Syria, huh, Vandenhoover? Why Hillary Clinton is the right choice of progressives. Hey, that's not my language, folks. Yep. Here's another real laugher from the nation's editor, publisher, and part owner of the magazine. Another Washington Post. Yeah, the fake paper of record. Boy, all the propaganda that piece of crap puts out. Washington Post. Yeah. What post? It's the perfect name, actually. The Washington Post. It exemplifies perfectly what Washington, D.C. is. They are the mirror image of all the low-life, slimy little politicians in the Republican and Democratic Party. If you put them all together with a pair of cojones the size of a mothball. So the Washington Post is the perfect paper for them. That the Democratic platform, this is where after during the Democratic convention, is the most progressive ever. Hey, isn't that great? Isn't that great, you little progressives? That's the most progressive ever. Yeah, the platform, that progressive platform of the lifetime, the one that promises to keep the war machine killing people in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and any other countries the psychopaths who call themselves progressives can launch. You little lowlives. You should be supporting Trump for not wanting to get involved in foreign entanglements. You should be supporting him for wanting to put tariffs up. Oh, he's anti-immigration. Open your doors up and bring him in your house. You want more people in here when we can't take care of the ones we have already? Go back to the Depression, progressives. I'm totally against Trump saying, let's, you know, only, you know, vet Muslims. I'm totally against that. When you go back to the Depression, They closed the borders to everyone. They were all coming in from Europe. We couldn't take care of who we had here. We're going to take more people in. All you people, especially you rich one, Vanderhoovels, open your house up and fill them up. Go down to the borders and feed them. Make your house a boarding house. Open the borders. Put your money where your mouth is. But you progressives don't put your money where your mouth is. We launched Occupy Peace. The nation wouldn't cover it. The nation, not my nation. You little people of nothing. Democracy Now! Wouldn't cover it. Only Gary Null. Only Gary Null is a man of courage. Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Robert Thurman, all the rest avoided OccupyPeace.us. You don't occupy peace. All you do is occupy your little minds the size of a pea. No, no, not that pea. We got to be politically correct. You know, a pea, like in peas and carrots. Anyway. There you have it. What's going on now is totally disgusting. And they're probably not listening because all they listen to is BS. But boy, I wish the governor over there in Vermont was listening. Yeah. Little boy. Another little boy. Russian operation hacked. A Vermont utility showing risk to U.S. electrical grid, security officials say. I can't use the right word to put after officials, but it has to do with a part of your body that starts with an A. This is the Washington Post, as you well know, putting out that fake story. So this is from Governor Peter Shumlin. How about Shumlin? You spelt it wrong, Peter. A Democrat from Vermont. Another little low-life piece of crap Democrat. You guys disgust me. Here's what he says. Maybe you'll like it, folks. Vermonters and all Americans should be both alarmed and outraged that one of the world's leading thugs, Vladimir Putin, has been attempting to hack our electric grid. Look at this little clown talk. Look at this little clown talk. Shumlin, you little piece of McCarthyism crap. You should be brought up for charges for spreading propaganda and putting hate in the minds of Americans. Attempting to hack our electric grid, which we rely upon to support our quality of life, economy, health, and safety. What do? Go to the George Goebbels School of Journalism before you suck your way into office? This episode should highlight the urgent need for our federal government to vigorously pursue and put an end to this sort of Russian meddling. This, ladies and gentlemen, of the Progressive Radio Network is outright propaganda. This little slime ball, low life scum is teaching people to hate Russia on a story that is totally fictitious, fake news. Hey, Facebook, hey, Zuckerberg, hey, Eric Schmidt, or did I spell that right from Google to take out the M and put an IT into it? How come you didn't censor this, you little clowns of nothings? I'll tell you why, because it fits your agenda. It fits your agenda of spreading hate. You little warmongering nothing of the men who couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag. Not an ounce of guts among all of you. This man, this Chumlin, he should be criticized by all Americans for spreading hate and propaganda and banging the war drums that you little progressives love to do. Chumlin called on federal officials, quote, to conduct a full and complete investigation of this incident and undertake remedies to ensure that this never happens again. What are you talking to? Third grade is your little jerk to make sure this never happens again. You little disgusting human beings. There should be outrage at this. And then we got Senator Patrick Leahy, another guy that never worked a day in his life, another career politician sucking off the public tit, shooting off his little mouth again, and always backing down when he gets into a corner. Yeah, Leahy. This is beyond hackers having electronic joyrides. Look at the quotes that this little clown speaks. This is about trying to access utilities to potentially manipulate the grid and shut it down in the middle of winter. You think Putin knows where Vermont is? Have you ever heard of Vermont? It's not like they did New York City, you know? This is a direct threat to Vermont, and we do not take it lightly. Hey, Leahy, you don't take it lightly? Go call out Putin. Yeah, I got it. A world face-off. Leahy against Putin. We'll put it on pay-per-view. We'll make tons of dough. You're not going to take it lightly? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Leahy? You're going to go send someone else to do your dirty work like you guys all do to send our boys and women to go slaughter other people after you start war? What do you mean we don't take it lightly? We. Not we. Us. You little slaughtering clowns who get us into war that couldn't fight a man-to-man battle, one-on-one. All you do is send other people to do your dirty work and to fulfill your sick, psychopathic minds. You should all be in insane asylums. Oh, I left one out. There's Representative Peter Welch of Vermont. Yeah. Oh, hey, Peter's another tough one. He said the attacks. The attacks show how rampant Russian hacking is. You're a propagandist, Welch. You're a two-bit cheap whore. You are scum. You are lowlife for spreading this propaganda of hate and instilling it in the minds of the people, because that's what happens. People only hear the one word. They only hear the one line. They don't know that it was fake, that it never happened. But you did your job, Welch. Quote, it's systemic, it's relentless, predatory. They will hack everywhere, even Vermont, in pursuit of opportunities to disrupt our country. You are a scum bag. You are a piece of low life crap. You should be thrown out of office for spreading this propaganda. You and Chumlin and Leahy, you should be thrown out of office for spreading hate and propaganda to we, the people of the United States. Where's the outrage? Oh, Salenti, lower your voice. It's just fine. We will start a war with Russia. It's okay because, as Welch would say, We must remain vigilant, which is why I support President Obama's sanctions against Russia and its attacks on our country and what it stands for. You little piece of crap, Welch, do not speak what this country stands for. This country does not stand for lowlifes like you and Chumlin and Leahy spreading propaganda. Lies. Outright lies. Outright lies spread by these little lowlife men. I don't want to disparage the word men by putting them in the same category. And of course, as we know now, it never happened. It never happened. The attack that they said never happened. Washington Post admits Russia didn't hack U.S. electrical grid. Yep. Russian government hackers do not appear to have targeted Vermont utilities, said people close to the investigation. They did the damage already. Just like the lying campaign of Russian hacking that never stops. No proof. Hey, how about Julian Assange coming out, huh? Yeah, that doesn't count. And by the way, Julian Assange should be, you know, how about, you know, leaving this poor guy alone? He said Russia was not the source for the DNC and John Podesta hacks. Julian Assange said, yes, we can say, we have said repeatedly that over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government and is not a state party. Our publications had wide uptake by the American people. They are all true. But that's not the allegation that's being presented by the Obama White House. So why such a dramatic response? Well, the reason is obvious. They're trying to delegitimize the Trump administration as it goes into the White House. They're trying to say the president-elect Trump is not the legitimate president. Chumlin, Leahy, and Welch are not the legitimate representatives of we the people for spreading their hatred and propaganda. Add them into it too. Assange is 100% correct. Look at the news that was used up for 2 weeks with Jill Stein's vote recount in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. And what did they find? Trump got more votes in, I think it was in Wisconsin. Look at the weeks of prostitute, low-life news. How those little Hollywood nothings, those little Hollywood actors put out that two-bit stupid video to appeal to the Electoral College to change their vote and support the murderer with blood on her hands and her husband, Clinton, to put her in the White House. Look how they ate up the media's time and look what they're doing to this nation. It's the media that's dividing this nation. This has never been done before after an election of the president. We've all been taught to come together, like it or not, who got elected. But these little sore loser crybabies, these little lowlifes like Crap Welch, Chumley and Leahy and all the rest. You little sore loser crybabies. Spreading fake news. They spread fake news about me on Google. Somebody took a Gerald Celente blog spot. Got 27 million page views. It wasn't me. And had a lot of information on there that was totally against what I say and believe. Our attorney sent letters to Google by the dozens. They refused to take it down. They refused to take it down. I had to take him to court. The Second District Court in New York City. Yeah, that Law and Order. You know how to go up those stairs? Yeah, that court. Hire a top legal firm in New York, Pryor Cashman. They brought in their general counsel. It cost me well into six figures. What a little piece of crap their general counsel was, too. They tried to claim it was a First Amendment right. Google was making money off Google ads. They were spreading fake news and defamed me. It hurt my career. After that, I got blackballed from major media because of what was going on Gerald Celente blog spots. And it was a great judge, Kathleen Forrest, who heard the case. And they ruled against Google. And then out, we go out into the hall after the ruling, and she said it was going to be, you know, it was a preliminary. And the arrogant Google attorney said to my attorney, basically, what are you going to do, sue us? Don't you know who we are? In other words, I can't afford to sue them. So yeah, I won the case. What did I win? I won nothing. All they had to do was take down the phony blog spot, which they refused to do. Eric Schmidt, I should say S-H-I, and you know the last letter, because I don't want to be vulgar. Why should I be vulgar when a man destroyed a big part of my life? How dare I get angry? Refuse to take it down. Google defended fake news and defamation of Gerald Celente. It's a federal case for everyone to look at, read, and understand. Spreading fake news. There should be a revolution in this country. And the revolution against the mainstream media and the propagandists in Washington. That should be the revolution. A progressive radio network revolution. To spread the words of truth, justice, and the American way. Rather than these little clowns of nothing boys. And girls. Any more blue-eyed blondes to put up there so you could bring in the crowd? NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox? Could you make them any more sexy to draw them in? Or maybe you're afraid that they may become kind of seduced by the top guys there. And disrespected. Brains don't count in your business. Nah. You put on what sells. And of course, the reason being, you're prostitutes. prestitutes, little lowlives, little boys and girls of nothing, cowards of the first degree, spreading hate and propaganda. And look what happens, this little arrogant Obama leaving office and putting these sanctions on Russia. Throwing people out of the country that did nothing, 72 hours to get out of here. Disrupting families, for what? Not one piece of hard evidence has been provided. Not one. And that New York slime, the New York Times, the toilet paper of record, those arrogant propagandists as well. In their editorial, quote, there should be no doubt about the correctness of President Obama's decision to retaliate against Russia for hacking American computers and trying to influence the 2016 presidential election. This is propaganda. Outright propaganda. Hackers? Who hacks more than the United States? What nation? They know everything that we do, everything where we go, everything that we say, every word that we type, everything that we speak. And they have the gall to do this. The world's leading hackers, the USSA, under your arrogant Obama, the guy that lied his way into office and promised we'd have less of this and gave us more of it. The greatest cyber espionage program in the world by far. Hey, Angela Merkel, you like when they hacked into your thing, huh? That your emails and the internet connections to the United Nations, don't you, huh? In all those countries that America has influenced their elections with covert operations. And all those intelligence agencies that manipulate political events. You love that, don't you, huh? The allegations that Russia hacked into Podesta's emails and others are unsubstantiated. And Julian Assange has said it wasn't the Russians. But why believe him and why believe the facts? Believe little pieces of crap like Welch, like Leahy and Chumley. Believe little pieces of crap on CNN and ABC, CBS and Fox. Or believe Progressive Radio Network. Disgusting. Disgusting. There's been no facts to justify Obama's retaliation that Welch loves so much. Welch. You guys. Little clowns of boys. Little men of nothing. Russian operation hacked the Vermont utility, showing risk to U.S. electoral grid, security officials say. This is a headline from the Washington Post that could have been a headline for World War II. Coming out of Germany. This is a Nazi headline. This is a headline of hate. Perfectly coming at Washington, Washington Post. Yep. The Washington Post. What a joke. Hey, and all you Obama fans out there, yeah, sorry to see him go. Oh, I'm so sorry to see Obama go, folks. Sorry to see him go. Oh, he was so good. Yeah, hey, love what he did in Guantanamo, don't you, huh? Now, I know you like that Libyan war better. Nah, Syria is your trip. Like being down in Somalia? Nah, maybe Sudan. Yeah, cat in there for what, 8 years? 8 years of war. You love them, don't you? Progressive little liberals, little coward liberals, all you little Woodstock folks 15 minutes away from us with your quiche-eating grins and balsamic smiles that love murderers as long as they're yours. Yep. You know what, they do this all the time. It's a big, by the way, the trends, top trends of 2017 are out. They're already making the news. If you want to profit from the future, if you want to profit from the trends taking shape, if you want to read history before it happens, I strongly suggest you consider subscribing to the Trends Journal. Trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. What we have been putting out, we put this out over a month ago, is already happening. There are profit opportunities like we've never seen in recent decades that are starting to emerge and dangers to avoid. Trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And again, we know people are having a difficult time financially. It's not a lot of money to subscribe to begin with, but there's a discount request page. We try to make it available to everyone. The Trends Journal. It's history before it happens. Trendsresearch.com. So one of the things we do also in Trends Research is we teach how to forecast trends. And one of the big things to understand and to look at is when they put out important news. They usually put it out from the government at times when they don't want you to tune into it. As arrogant, lying traitor Obama has done repeatedly. And they all do it. They all do it, too. He signed a National Defense Authorization Act back in 2011 on New Year's Eve. Yeah, everybody was tuned into the news on New Year's Eve, right? That was the one where they took away our habeas corpus rights and allowed them to kill anybody, any place, anywhere, at any time, American citizens or not. And as well as repealing the Posse Comitatus Act, which was put in place after the Civil War, that prohibited our military from taking to the streets of Main Street. He repealed that when no one was looking. Well, folks, he did it again. Yep. Obama signed into law the Pentagon spending bill of $619 billion to expand his murderous, quote, "I'm really good at killing people" agenda in the U.S. war machine. The United States spends more on the military than the next seven countries combined. So when Donald Trump wants to build a bigger military, I'm totally against it. 800 bases we have overseas. 800 bases. And just to make this straight, folks, the United States military has not won a war since World War II. But they've been really good at killing people, spending trillions, and destroying nations. I wonder why there's radicalism. Can't figure it out, man. Go into foreign countries that done nothing because they don't like their president or leader and destroy the country and leave young people with no families, no loved ones, no life, no future. Wonder why they become radicalized. I think we should put maybe all you folks at Progressive Radio Network listening in, we could start a fundraiser, yeah, and put together a commission to find out why there's radicalism. 800 bases, countries destroyed. By the way, this National Defense Authorization Act, 3,000 pages. Who reads 3,000 pages of anything? Who? How about nobody? You think Obama read it? You know Trump didn't read it. He doesn't read. Nobody reads it. Not in this Twitter world. Anyway, traitor, arrogant Obama signed this into law on the Friday afternoon of a long holiday weekend. And that's what they do. They know when you are sleeping. They know when you're awake. Yep. America's first president, Barack the liar, fraud, traitor, who came into office as an anti-war president, is the first president to have kept this country in war during his entire two terms in office. Human rights, slaughter of Libya and Syria. Millions of people dead. Refugees flooding into Europe. When Gaddafi was there, there were no refugees going in. I wonder why they hate us. You know, another country right now, with Trump coming in, he'd be a perfect guy to launch a war against the United States. Considering the propaganda the American media is putting out against Trump and the hatred that they're building, it makes perfect sense. That they attack America. Yeah. They attack America because Obama said, and all these other people are saying, that he's not qualified to be president. Those aren't my words, folks. So, we could have another country saying they feel threatened by America, and America has weapons of mass destruction. So let's take a bigger nation comes in and blows the hell out of every city in this country, every major city, minor city, destroys it. Would we want to retaliate? You think he'd... No, of course not. We would love to be occupied and murdered by a foreign country because they would be the exceptionals. And they hate Trump. And Obama has warned us about him, as do so many other people. So they have every right to bomb this country. Under the sick thinking of a George W. Bush, a Hillary Clinton, a Bill Clinton, and Bush before him, and Obama. You have every right. Assad has to go. Gaddafi has to go. Hey, what if China said Trump has to go? And they got 1.3 billion people. 1.35 billion. We only have that 0.35 billion. Not even. 3.2. Try 320 million compared to 1.325 billion. Suppose they launched a war against us. Boy, poof. Coming over from land and sea, flooding our shores. And then murdering everybody that they saw, destroying every city. Carpet bombing, nuclear bombing. You think we'd want to retaliate? And when we retaliate, they would call us terrorists and radicals. Oh, no. And you know what, little slimy lowlifes, little clowns of boys of nothing, like Chumlin, and Welch and Leahy would call them bad guys. Yeah, that's the stupid language they use, bad guys. We'd be bad guys. OccupyPeace.us. This is the time for peace on earth. We have an opportunity. What happened in Istanbul and continues to happen with the slaughter that happened on New Year's Eve. Could not be clearer. And what do they vow to do? To get tougher, to kill more. They say that a Syrian did it. Turkey invaded Syria. Turkey invaded Syria. Can anybody understand that? The United States invaded Syria. Could you add that up? France invaded Syria. How about that? England invaded Syria. Syria did not invade those countries or do anything to threaten them. So here's a full-page ad on New Year's Day. In the toilet paper record, the New York Times. War is over, if you want it. Happy New Year from John and Yoko. ImaginePeace.com. No, war is not over if you want it. War is only over if you do something to stop it. So let's put this in perspective. You've been launching this Imagine Peace for a long time, and you haven't gotten any. You have to have an action plan for peace. You have to take steps of peace, not marching steps, but marching orders. And OccupyPeace.us is the only action plan for peace with those marching orders for peace. But these people won't support us. The nation won't support us. Democracy Now! Won't support us. All they do is support themselves and their little egos and arrogance. Occupy Peace is an action plan for peace like no other one this nation has ever seen. Not Imagine Peace. Work for peace. Fight for peace. That's right. Are you going to ohm for peace? Yeah, well, everybody get in a circle now and let's ohm. Ohm. Oh, yeah. And the spirits are going to hear you. Oh, yeah. And then they're going to send that ohm straight back into the earth. And there's going to be peace on earth. How many times are you going to hear this story? It doesn't work. Oh, I got it. I got it. All women in black. That's right. Dress up in black and we'll stand on the street corners. Oh, that's going to bring peace. Hasn't worked. You have to fight for peace. Fight's not a dirty word. You fight to protect your integrity, your respect and your dignity. You fight not to let anybody take it from you. Unless, of course, you support the nation and the Democratic Party. And you call yourselves progressives and do nothing progressive to do anything to change the direction we're going in. Yep. This is a time for peace. It's the new year. Time of joy and beauty. And I'm very positive about the opportunities. What Trump has done is he's opened up a window. That window has been shut by two political parties. Do I agree with everything Trump is doing? No. Do I agree with what he's doing, wanting to put tariffs up? Yes. We've had them before. We were a middle-class country. They didn't allow slave labor to make products and then sell them here so multinationals can make a lot of dough. I'm in favor of that. Putting tariffs back and giving jobs back to we the people. Am I in favor of deregulation that's going to cost us environmental progress? No. But look how little environmental progress we got under the commander-in-chief Obama and all you scummy little Democrats. hardly nothing. You like them GMOs, don't you, folks? That's why I guess you all voted for Hillary Clinton, because Bill gave us them. Yeah, along with those bovine growth hormones, yeah. And allowing the pharmaceutical industry to take over the nation by allowing them to advertise on TV. You love that, don't you? So yeah, there's stuff that Trump does that I don't like, but I agree with his economic policies in many ways. And I agree with his not wanting to topple foreign governments. And I agree with him with making peace with Russia. As little Obama goes out with sanctions, hurting the little people that had to pay for it. Sanctions that will prove nothing. The liar in chief. You know, one of our top trends is make it new. Make it new. Again, Trump didn't only beat Clinton. He beat Obama. Obama put his legacy on the line. He campaigned more than any president in office for another candidate. He lost. They lost the Senate and they lost the House big time. They also lost the state houses around the country, big time. It's a reflection on what people thought of Obama and his legacy. Democrats lost. Hollywood lost. I've mentioned this before. Katzenberg, Spielbergs, they lost. $100,000 a plate, $100,000 a plate dinner, fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. Not only me, huh? They lost. The Clooney's lost, the De Niro's lost, Kate Parker's, all those people supported, they all lost, the entertainers. Jay-Z, hey, you lost, man. Hey, Jay-Z, they didn't buy into you or Beyonce. No, you lost, capisce? Mainstream media lost, that's why they come out with this fake news. They all lost. The Democrat and Republican, the Republicans lost. They weren't for Trump. 12 days before the, October 12th. Less than a month before the election, Hillary Clinton was way up in the polls. Paul Ryan wouldn't support Trump. Fact. Make it new. The people, it's not about Trump. It's the message, not the messenger. And that's what people are getting lost on. It's one of our top trends for 2017. Make it new. People want it new. They're tired of the old. And you can make it new. You can make it happen. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And I am an irate minority. You bet I'm irate. When I read propaganda from Leahy, from Welch, from Shumley and the Washington Post, I'm irate. I'm irate when they spread this hatred. Hatred they're spreading. I'm irate. And I want freedom in the minds of men and women. Because with freedom, it brings joy and beauty. And that's my New Year's resolution and my New Year's wish to everyone. A new year of joy and beauty, because with joy and beauty comes creativity. With fear and hysteria comes closed minds and Chumley Welch and Leahy hatred. And Obama's little nothing of more hatred against another country whose people have done nothing to us. Joy and beauty is the only way out. And to me, art is the way of finding that true meaning of joy and beauty. They took art and music out of the curriculums of most schools. It shows you that the priorities of a Renaissance that create joy and beauty, art, the true meaning of the human spirit, has been robbed from the souls and minds of the people. It's forbidden in schools. It's been computerized, digitized, and wrapped out. No rhythm, no soul, no sounds, no styles, but that could change. And I believe that this is the time to do it. The window is open. The window of opportunity like we've never seen before. This is Gerald Celente. Thank you for tuning in Trends This Week. The future's in your hands. Make it happen. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, putterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ha piscia olo, i te va, i te viene sempre a calare dal mare d'ene. Se ci picchia pande, se è a calare, figlio mio. Looking in my window, it's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli in his hand. If you marry the baker boy, he will come and he will go, and he will always mix the flour in the pan. If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand. Oh, mama, la la la.